And I said, Lord, he said to me, he said, if you do what I'm telling you, greater works shall you do. If you do. And so I said, Lord, I remember where you brought me from. I really do. I remember everything. I just, you know, just remember. Praise the Lord. God is good. I want you to stand on your feet and just give him some praise. I want you to thank him for what he's done. Hallelujah. Thank him for where he brought you from. Thank you for where you've been and look at you now. Oh, God is so good. He good, Willie. Thank you for remembering. I tell you, God is good. Good, good, good. Praise the Lord. I thought of what my little sweetheart said back there. You know, I said, God, can't nobody do what you can do. Amen. Prayer is good. Pray. The saints' prayers are good. But I tell you, this church has really been through this year. And I know there's something up. That's my son Keith said he got something up his sleeve. I know God has got to work for this church. I really believe that. And the togetherness that he's bringing us to, this is wonderful. You know, Jesus said he had 12 followers. You know, he brought them people together and they went out. And I was reading what he said, he's going to tell us something today in John. He said, now let's go on. I just praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Yes, I love the testimonies of all of you, and I love hearing what God is doing and believing God. But you said one thing that we have to do now, leave it there. We have to leave it there. So that you don't know what I'm talking about. But howbeitsoever, the thing we're going through, we got to leave it there. We got to let God do this thing. If we don't let God, it won't get done. We'll go through and go through and go through. So I just want to really thank the Lord for your testimonies. I think so. Give him some praise for just being God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord reminded me that you got to be instant in season and out of season. So I've been studying for next week, and I was thinking, well, I'm going to really study this because he giving me a whole week to study. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I believe the Holy Ghost is going to bless us today. And I was just sitting here thinking, I said, God, you know, and Jackie, your testimony was what God has been telling me. He's telling all of us to find where you're supposed to be and work hard in that place. Get your eyes off of everybody. And the thing you're supposed to do, stay in your lane and get it done. You can't get nothing done trying to be like Sister Susie or Sister Sally or whoever. You got to realize what you got is great. God is great in you. God is in you. When the Lord let you realize it's Christ in us, the hope of glory, you can stand up and pray. You can stand up and do, hallelujah, you can do whatever he tell you to do once you find out who's in you. Christ is in you. Don't be trying to be like nobody else. I think that's, you know, when you thinking about what he's doing in you, think about how great God has been to you. And that's what I'm saying. I said, Lord, you know, I'm glad I'm in a place I can think. I'm in a place now where I can do some thinking. And I try to keep my mind on the Lord and think on him. Now, don't sit up thinking, oh, she said, no, I'm not a martyr. I'm a human being. I got feelings. And I do. I lay and cry sometimes. I say, oh, Lord. Then he quickly shakes me. He said, get up and believe me. He said, what you want? I said, I'm telling you, I'm getting where I don't know. I can tell her a little bit, Gwen. I just don't know. I'm having such a good time. Being treated like a queen. I told y'all this once. I'm having a good time. You know what I mean? God has been good to me. I said, God has been good to me. But I said, Lord, whatever you want, I want. I hope I'm saying it right because that's all I can say right now. You know, I'm just telling him the truth. I said, Lord, I'm going to be honest with you and what I feel in me trying to hide from you. Stop hiding from God. He know it anyway. We're going to go to John, the 14th chapter. We're going to have no long preliminary today. We're going to go right to the scriptures. Amen. So much does he want us to know him. so much. God wants really us to know him. And if it ever was a time you got to know him, it's now. Because you can't put nothing and say, you take this if you don't know who got it. But if you know who got your problems, it's easy for you to give it to him. The more you think about him, how great he is, the more you're going to find that you're going to have more victory. This is my beloved son, Jesus said in one scripture, in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus came, now y'all know this, for us, to bring us back to the Father. Y'all know that? Bring us back to the Father. I just really want to thank him for that. Thank him what he did. So much runs in my mind because I've been kind of studying into this and listening to people that's really teaching something this. I want to go to the 14th chapter of John. And I want to start in around the, I'm going to start before the 21st. Yeah, here it is. I want to start at the 18th verse. I want you to listen really good. Right? I know these words, you have heard them many times in your church. And maybe I've preached them in others. But now this is really meaning something to me. Really, really, really. Because I know, hallelujah, what the world, I mean, we was at up out, we went out for lunch today, the kids, they take me everywhere. Went, you go, I said, yeah, I want to go. You know, I said, yeah, take me. Wait, what, yeah. So we was out at lunch yesterday, and when we got out, it was a lady there, she had her head all under, you know, she was just down, she was so down. And so when I passed by, I said, honey, what's wrong? She said, well, I just got put out of a shelter, and I just got a card, you know, whatever they give you when you're going to lay you off. They ain't told them nothing about that. They shut the whole place down and gave everybody severance pay and say, here, go your way. And she said, I don't know what I'm going to do. So me, Bridget, and Brittany was together, and we guys said, come on, let's pray for this woman. I don't know her name, but then we prayed for her. And she said, oh, she just looked up and almost just, thank you. Get unbusy. It's a world out there. It's a world out there. People are just looking for you to say something. You know what I'm saying? You say, well, I don't know how to. They just looking for you to meet the need where you are. You know what I'm saying? They're looking for you to just say, God loves you. Let me help you. Let me pray for you. Something. I never met somebody who said they didn't want you to pray for them. Now, Ellie, I ain't never met nobody who say, don't pray for me. No, you know, no, not too many people. We got to go John 14. I know y'all want to know what he's saying. I'm just so excited. Lord, help me to preach this. He said, number 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world see me no more, but you see me because I live, you should live. At that day, you should know that I am in the Father when I leave. You're going to be in you and me, and I in you. And I've read that many times. But I thought to myself, I said, good Lord, Jesus in me, and he's in the Father. So he got to be in me, the Father and the Son, because you can't separate them. That's what he said right here. And he said, ye see me because I live, you should live also. In that day, at this day, children of God, at this day, you're going to know that he's in the Father and the Father's in him and he's in you. You got to know that. So Christ in you, the hope of glory, that gives you strength. That gives you courage. Hallelujah. The one who made the heavens and the earth inside of you. Can you imagine? Thank you. But it is so. You have a right to believe. You got a right to believe for the supernatural. You got a right to believe what people don't believe. You got a right. You don't have to just take the status quo. Because you're not in the status quo. You're in this. Christ is in you. And that's what he's trying to teach me, Brother Mark. That Christ is in me, the hope of glory. If I would do what he said, that's what he said now. If you do what I tell you to do, you're like, well, I don't know. Oh, there's some about it. Come on, Jesus. Some about obeying God. When you obey God, you ain't got to ask him nothing. He's going to add to you what Oh my God. What he got, he gonna give to you. He gonna come to you. He gonna increase your knowledge. He gonna increase your love. He gonna increase your peace. He gonna, you ain't got to, oh God, give me peace. You get him, you got peace. Come on now. He gonna leave peace out? He gonna come in and say, well, now peace, you stay away. When you got Christ in you and know you got him, the only reason why we go through what we do, because that part we didn't know. And that's what God is showing me. And I notice when I pray, stay there for, you know, time. I don't look at the clock. Sometimes I say, well, Lord, I just want to spend an hour, because in the morning I'll be tired sometimes. But then sometimes I just get in there and I just sit there. You know, I don't know what time it be. Praise the Lord. But longer I sit, the closer I get. And the closer I get, the closer he get. Now I don't care what time it is. And I tell him, and then he begin to speak in my spirit. Begin to show me things, and then the love of God comes over me. I said, Lord, this is where I find what I need. That's why Jesus spent time up on the mountain with his father all night. I said, now I understand why you spent that time with your father. I understand. The more time you spend with God in obedience, do what he say. Now, we studied this morning, thank you, Holy Spirit, about our mouth. We studied in James because the brother, we studied, you know, books. So we're in James 3. You know, here's another thing. Children of God, God been telling me. He said, you need to do what I say. And do what you say. We met a lady. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yesterday we was in where you get the clothes. Come on. Y'all help me. You know where we go all the time. Every day, Bridget go, good. Thank you. What? The Goodwill. Anybody got clothes for 10 cents, that's where we be. But anyway, we was in the Goodwill. And here come this lady that Bridget knew. And she said, oh, so I was over looking at something. And they was over there talking. I heard Bridget talking. She said, oh, that is so wonderful. Oh, my God, how you do this? She said, I just started clean eating. She got the same thing we got, the same book that they gave us. She done lost 80 pounds. I said, Lord, you know what's wrong with us. You just so good to us that we just will not obey you. We won't. Now, sister, she doing. She doing her thing. Yeah, she doing it. She looking good, too. She lost 80 pounds. She said, she told the lady was, I don't know the lady, so hey, I don't know the 80 pounds. Well, you know. So I heard Bridget talk. So I'm going to go. So I went around. I got to go see this woman that lost 80 pounds. And went there. And she looking good. She said, I feel so good. She about this big. So she showed us a picture of what she did when she first lost. She was about that big. She said, I didn't do nothing but just eat clean. She said, I laid off that sugar. And she began to say things, just plain little things that we were supposed to be doing. Children of God, now I ain't want to go there. We're not here. We're going down another street. We got to do what we got to do. Are you not going to listen? I don't care how much you speak in tongues. I don't care how much you love the Lord. We'll be putting flowers on your grave. You have to do. God, I don't know what's the matter with Christians. They think they, what? You think he got a certain law for you? No. You think your body work any different? You know, you think that when you eat your candy, your stuff, ain't nothing going to happen to you, but to the sinner, it's going to happen. Let's be foolish, you know. Let's get here now and do some things. I said, Lord, you know, we had a year. I think that book came back in March sometime. I know it's so hard. Yeah, it's hard for everybody. I'm a sweet addict. I love sweets. I do. And I do, you know. And what I do, I try to look at everything and get everything beyond double numbers. You know, like when I go get sugar, I try to get it 5% or 2%. By the way, I still got the candy you gave me last week. I got it. Yes, honey. I looked in the box. I said, I'm doing pretty good. Amen. I got the first partake of it, Lord. You don't need to look. Yeah, I do. But, you know, we got to do this thing. We can't stop. We can't. Don't talk about it no more. We got to do it. You can do it. You can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. I tell you, all things. And we're going to be sick if we don't. I'm telling you, I say, Lord, help us. Then that's another thing. The devil trying to, he don't care how he get you off or get you sick or get you out, knock you off. He don't care. If it's through you overeating, then there it is. I get there. This day and that then this day, you're going to know. He that keepeth my commandments and he that has my beginning, number 21, he it is that loves me. If you love him, you'll keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. He said, I will love and he shall be loved of my Father. So the Father loves it to let you keep his commandments too. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. If we want to know more about Jesus, then we got to keep his commandments and love him. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? He didn't say read more. He didn't say pray more. He didn't say fast more. He said, if you want to love me, keep my commandments. There's something about keeping the commandments of God. It really is. And it comes and your mind gets clearer. And you notice all of it once, you don't do things that you used to do. You know, the thing you've been trying to overcome, you'll overcome it. You notice that. It, you know, when you was down praying, oh, Lord, help me. Oh, but your key is to obey him. That is the key. It's the key. Amen. And so he said, Judah said unto him, not Iscariot. How is it that you will manifest yourself? He said he would manifest himself to us. He said, how are you going to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And then he said, if a man, number 23, love me, he will keep my words. He keep telling us, children, please, let's get this in our hearts today. If we love him, we're going to keep his word. If we love him. And his words are not grievous. He don't tell us to do nothing we can't do. He said, my Father will love him, and we'll come down and make our bold. And he that loveth me keepeth my sayings. And the words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father. I'm telling you what the Father said. It's not what I'm, it's what the Father is telling you. Through me, he's telling you, he wants you to, oh, it's so important that we just do what he say and do what you say you're going to do. Oh, well. I mean, it's deep. Sister, when I read that, I've read that scripture so many times, honestly. But when I read this time, I said, Lord, help me. I just tell him like it is. I love candy, especially chocolate candy. But I said, God, help me. So when I go to first time, they got them dark chocolate almonds covered. They had to. They cost about $8.99 a pound. So I just get me, I guess they think I'm crazy. I just get me a little bit and put it in a bag. And they put the number on there, you know, the number of the bin. You know about them. Y'all know about them. I got to be a dollar and something, you know. And I try to eat a couple or three or four, you know what I'm saying, like that. Instead of sitting down just eating a whole box. Because you sure can if you want to. Ain't nobody going to say, stop that. Put that down. He loves you, and he gave you something that he know that you can do. He gave us something when he gave us the Holy Ghost. We have the power to do what God say do. That's why ain't nothing slapping nothing out your hand. You forget it. I don't know. This must be what God wants. Okay, these things have us, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and being and bring all things to your remembrance. Peace I'm going to leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Children of God, if we keep it, we don't have to, like I heard this child say, I don't gave it to God. If I can explain this. When you love God, he'll give you a testimony of that, I'm giving it to God. Hardly can a person that don't pray, that don't love God, give thanks to God. That's the only way I can explain it. He gives you something in your heart. Because only he can deal with the heart. You may say something with your mouth, but the doing of what you do is in your heart. See, Jesus says, it's not what goes into a man that defiles, it's what come out. What come out the heart. And he gives you a new heart. They say when he saves you, you get a new heart. Is that right? He gives you a new heart, a new man. You get that. You do. And you are able to do what he say do. Because it's in your heart to do it. Now, if you just push it aside, yeah, you can do that too. He don't take your will ever. Let your will be done. You know, he don't take your will and make you do nothing. Because what he gives you the power to say yes or no. He didn't make Adam and Eve do nothing. What they did it because they want to do it. Now somebody asked me, children of God, listen, asked me, they said, it's not fair for kids to be born different ways. It wasn't God's fault that kids are born different ways. It's our fault. Because we, as people, down through generations, disobeyed God. Now you want God to go down there and straighten your mess up that you created. I went to the store yesterday, and the boy was talking about Halloween. I don't keep Halloween. When the Lord told me to let the mess along, I did. I went and got my kids. I didn't let them keep it. I don't keep a religious in the trunk with the church. Tried to. We got to take our hands out the world. We got to take our hands out the world and trust God and do what he tell us to do. And then when I went to get Mike, he was the last one in school. I went up there. I said, I'm getting my son out. Yes, ma'am. They just think they're looking at me. You nut. Nut, all right. Mr. Williams, his name was. He came up to me. He said, he called me in the store. He said, thank you. Thank you, Sister Dave. Thank you. He said, I didn't know. I said, he said, well, you didn't keep Halloween. I thought you was crazy. He said, but the Lord done showed me this is not of him. Thank you. Be crazy. The world think you're crazy anyway, so just go ahead and let them, you know, just be crazy anyway, you know. Because you serve the Lord, they think you're crazy. Because that's not their way. It's not their way. Oh, God, if I could just help somebody. Oh, if I could help somebody. Praise the Lord. All we got to do is obey the Lord. That's a very small thing. That ain't no revelation. Obey the Lord. Do what he say. To the best of your ability. And you're going to spend the day fighting because you know how the devil is. You know you got to be nice to that girl that's, you know, don't like you. You know, as soon as you get to work tomorrow, somebody going to get on your nerves and your self nerves. But then that's when you got to obey the Lord and it'll work. Okay, Leslie, all right. You do. You got to keep your mouth shut. We just got to reading about the tongue. Can't nobody tame it but the Holy Ghost. You can't tame that tongue. Praise the Lord. He said, peace. He said, peace to him. He said, number 29. And now I have told you before it come to pass that when it come to pass, you might believe. I will not talk to you much, he said, for the prince of this world come and have nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Come on. Let's go now. Let's go now and get this thing done. He said, I love you. I'm going away. And you know, I know you're going to be very sorrowful. He said, but I'm not going to leave you by yourself. I'm going to leave you a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And he's going to comfort you. He's going to give you what you need to stand. Oh, that's why we got to have the Holy Ghost. Oh, we got to, the church got to be filled, because that is the comforter that keeps us standing and obeying him. Hard to do things in yourself. You know, you may say, I love you, Jesus, but it's hard to do things in yourself. Amen. But you know, the Holy Ghost makes you keep your mouth shut when people get to talking, acting fool. He will keep your mouth shut. You be wondering, boy, how did I do that? Boy, I'll tell you, 10 years ago, they say, myself, but I do, yeah. But he's so good. He has come that we could have life. He's come, beloved, that we can. Now, you know that this should be preached to sinners, but I said to you, he has come that we can have life and that we can have abundant life. He don't want you us living halfway. You're happy today and then you pick you up and scrape you up tomorrow. God don't want us living like that. God want us to have abundant life, say it. And if we ain't got abundant life, then something's wrong. And it ain't under him. I heard a preacher say such one is true. We need to start to take an inventory over ourselves. Where am I standing with God? Stop taking inventory over brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so and look at yourself. Get you a pencil and paper and say, Lord, I want this out of my life and that out of my life. I want this gone and that gone. Amen. We're living in serious times. And it ain't going to be it's going to be the one that's in God's arms, in that secret place of the Most High. It's going to be him, sister. It ain't going to be the one that stayed up all night and prayed and all that. It's going to be, and I'm not telling, because we have done it. We've done it, and I'm still going to do it. But I realize that it's Christ in me. I'm getting to realize that I got to have him in me. I realize I got to know him. I realize some asking God, Lord, bring me closer. Lord, let me know you. Let me know, Lord, let me know you. You, yes, ma'am. Me. I want to know you, Lord. I want to draw me, Lord. You say, yes, ma'am. Draw me closer, Lord. That I may know you. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you, Lord. Amen. I want to know you. I thank the Lord for Jackie's. She didn't tell y'all her testimony. The Lord said, lay your hands on her back and tell it to line up. And what I did? What did it do? All right. That's what I want. I say, that's what I want. I'm after that, which is Jesus. Because the world want to see Jesus. The world is tired of you saying, well, you know, he did so and so and he did so. No, no, no. The world want to see something. We are from Missouri. And I guess the whole United States is from Missouri. Because everybody wants to see. And he is. He's going to show up. Hallelujah. God is showing up. Praise. If you would do what he say, hallelujah, the lame is going to walk. The blind going to see. If you do what he say. Comes to obedience. It comes to obedience. Amen. Because God ain't going to make nobody do nothing. See, that's where we get off at, you know. You know, because, listen, it's your hands. I say this all the time. And I preach to me this. I preach this to me too, sister. Whenever I said, you can't have no more. Now, you just had some. You can't have another piece of candy, okay? So shut up. You got to talk to yourself. You do. You're talking to the devil. I guarantee she don't talk to herself a whole lot of time. PB thinks, what is she talking about? Talking to me. You find how to talk to other people. But to talk to you. I love you, and I want to see this church be just what God said he wanted to be. And I'm hoping and praying. I said, Lord, I've had time to talk to God a lot. Praise God. When Willie Mae came, it brought back memories. It brought back memories. I said, Lord, people talk about, you know, that's what Zion did. So, if he was just back in Zion. Oh, we were just back there with the fig trees and and God was doing this and he brought us across the Red Sea. Oh, I remember Joshua, what he did, how he prayed. And the sea opened, and, you know, we want to talk about. No, God want to do it now. God want to heal you now. God want to fix your family now. God want to do everything for you that he said he would do. God want to turn things around now, Cynthia. Not up the road. He want to do it now. And he will. All we got to do is obey it. And hold on like Donald did. Donald held on. But we got to do what he say. You ready to do what he say? I want all of you all just seeking the Holy Spirit to come. And we're going to pray for you today. Everybody who's seeking the Holy Ghost, come. If everybody has filled, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Come on. We're going to pray for you today. God going to fill you with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues according to Acts 2. With the evidence. I don't care what nobody say. They all spoke in tongues. And that's what, I'm just saying what the Bible say. And you go show me another scripture, and then I'll praise the Lord. We're going to pray that the Lord will fill you. And you're going to ask God to fill you. Yes. You know, just being saved ain't enough now. You got to have something else. You got to have the Holy Ghost. Now, some of y'all, I know you praying for them. Now, I don't think the whole church is unfilled. We all need more. We all need more. But let's start somewhere. Praise the Lord. We want the Lord to know that he left the Holy Ghost here for us. It's for us and our children. It's for us and our children. Don't look for tongues. Look for the Holy Ghost. Let the Lord fix you. Stop looking for tongues. That gets you off too. The tongues going to come. And you just ask God to fill you with him himself. Amen. Because they didn't even know they were going to speak in tongues. They didn't know what they were gonna do. That when they was up in that upper room, they didn't say, "Well, now when the cons come." No, they were just up in there doing what God told them to do. Wait until you be endued with power from on high, and they begin to praise the Lord. That's what you gonna start doing. Praise, come on, raise your hands and start praising God. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. Get your mind up on him. Hallelujah. Oh, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled. We're going to do this. We're going to do this every Sunday. Until everybody in this church get full of the Holy Ghost. Girl, what kind of church is we going to have? Woo! Put your eyes on him. Put your eyes on Jesus. Come on. He'll fill you. Fill you with the Holy Ghost. He will. Get your mind off of everybody and think about Jesus, what he did at the cross. Think about him. See him laying there for you. See him. That's right, brother. Praise the Lord. Be filled. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. I want you to fill me with the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost. Like the dead at Acts 2. I want that one. I want that. I want you to do what you did on Acts 2. Go ahead and praise him. Go on and praise him. Come 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 on and praise him. Go ahead. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Feel me, Lord. Feel me, Jesus. Feel me, Lord. Feel me. I want more, Lord. More of you, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More. We praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. More of you, Lord. More. I want more of you. I want more of you. More of you. More of you, Lord. More of you. Praise the Lord. More of you. More. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. More, Lord. More, Lord. More. More, Lord. More. Give me more, Lord. More. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Get your mind made up that God's going to give you his spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Give it up. All you got to do is ask, because he said ask. That's all you got to do. Praise the Lord. I just really believe that. I do. I believe the Holy Ghost is for us and our children and for those afar, for even them little kids. I told the Lord, you tell your daughter, Janae, when she get baptized, God's going to fill her with the Holy Ghost. Just tell her. Just put that in her all the week. Praise the Lord. When she get Janae, when you know what you may not know what the Holy Ghost is, but you hear people speaking in tongues, right? And the Holy Ghost will help you to live. Oh my God, help you to live and be a oh, just when your little girls, or them little kids you be trying to talk to, you know, the ones that be telling that bad stuff, the Holy Ghost will help you to know how to help them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I pray you'd fill this church. I pray every child from the dome up, I'm asking you to fill everybody with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. You fill us with fire. We need some fire. Praise the some fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I know God fills children. I see a 5-year-old receive.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've seen kids being filled. Yeah, absolutely. Children can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Well, the Lord going to fill her. That's why she didn't get filled today, because the Lord going to fill her with the Holy Ghost. Praise this for us and our children. This, you know, he went away and left us here to finish this work. And you can't get stymied. I think you'd be stymied when you can't, when you're not filled. Yeah, you get stymied. You can't really do what God really wants you to. You know what I'm saying? It just opens up a new avenue. It really does. It opens up. I want you to look at nobody who did what, who got filled, what they did. Oh, I want you to get your mind on the Lord and pray all this. Listen, thank you, Holy Spirit. November is Thanksgiving. Is that right? And then December is Christmas. November, we want to just thank him all the month. And I want you to thank him for the Holy Ghost. All the month. All the month. Just go in there and thank him. Thank you for filling me with the Holy Ghost, Lord. You know, because it's wrote. For us, he is signed, it's done. He said it's finished. Thank you, Lord. It's finished at Calvary. Amen. So a lot of people, you know, we got so much we've been taught. So much. But the Lord, of this month, and every Sunday, we're going to pray at this altar. Every Sunday. We're going to pray at this altar every Sunday. Until we get filled. Till we get fire. Till, you know, so we can get our minds changed. There's a work out here to do. There's a people that's waiting. And we said that we make plans, but you know, that was a human plan sometimes. You know what I'm saying? We want plans that's going to help these people. Who's going to get filled this month? All right. All right. You really are. Me and her were just having class this morning, and I saw something in you. I really did. All of you. I know God is able. I know. And then all of y'all will get filled. Everybody in the church. Even the kids. Everybody. So to go back to, say, Lord, I'm thanking you for filling me. Thank you, Lord. Get ready to have church now. I just appreciate the Lord. Praise the Lord. I really appreciate him sending. What? Well, I mean, what is your last name now? Okay, it's always been Anthony, right? Okay. Yeah, I've been Anthony. Show him, William and Anthony. You can see him getting a little older. Okay. Praise the Lord. Anybody need prayer? Special prayer for anything? Or hallelujah. Lord, never miss it.